Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord loves us and He's serious, very serious about His wonderful love. And He has so much to say to us, His people, and He means business. We as the people of God, we have to listen to what He's saying. We have to receive His word, because as we receive what He says, and God is talking, He's talking to us, and we have to receive what He's saying. If we receive what He's saying, we can receive salvation. We can receive everything that we need. We receive healing. We receive all the wonderful blessings that He gives us. These things are true. But it all starts from how we hear the word of God. Now, the Lord calls some of the most unusual people to be ministers. And people call them reverend. You know, that's just a modern term for preacher. And there are five types of preachers. You know, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. I happen to be called to be an apostle. The Lord called me to do this. I didn't name myself Apostle Thurston Hamby. God called me to that office. And he teach me things, the anointing that He gave. And because people don't know what an apostle is, I said, Lord, my life is already complicated. And He came to me with this, but He gave me the anointing to do it. Whatever He tell you to do, He'll give you the anointing to do it. And all you have to do is do it. It works. God knows what He's doing. I'm unusual. I'm not the normal preacher. He called the most unusual people to do His work. And if you study the Word of God, He always did it that way. But the things that all the people that He called to do something had in common, they listened. He called people that were here. And some of them stayed on the path and continued to follow God, and God established them. And some people started and then they got off the path. But while they were on the path, they did well, like King Saul. But when he started looking at the people, when he got in pride and he started listening to the people over God, he deviated, just like many people do today, for the same, very same reason. But David stayed the course. David wandered off the path, and when the Lord sent the prophet to show him the error of his way, he repented and got back on the path, and God established him. That's why Jesus is our high priest. We have to receive Him as a high priest. That's why He's our Savior in the first place. But we have to receive Him as our Savior in the first place. Some people receive Jesus as their Savior because they believe the Word of God more than the influences of the world and the lies that the enemy would say against Jesus. But some people, they break through the lies of deception and they believe on Jesus and they become steadfast and unmovable and they always abound because they hear the word of God. And that's the difference. When we receive the word of God, we're able to enjoy walking in the love of God. And that's how we fulfill the law. You can't fulfill the law trying to keep rules out of your own strength. That won't work. The only way you can keep the law and do what's right and do what's perfect is to walk in the love of God. Now, we pointed that out last time, but this week we're going to show how people miss it and how people receive heaven. We don't work for salvation. We don't earn it. We receive it. When the Lord called people to the ministry and they do their job, and if they're on the path and they preach the word, It's up to us to hear what they have to say. Now, I know what it's like to be a sinner. I know what it's like to be a Christian. I know what it's like to be a Christian before you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I know what it's like to be a Christian after you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. And I know what it's like to be a Christian, watch this, that believed on Jesus, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and walking with the Lord. Because when you keep drawing near to the Lord and he starts dialoguing with you, then it's different. We grow from glory to glory. When I first started, I was like anybody else. I grew up in church. I got saved after I had gone to church for 19 years. I didn't get saved till I was almost 20 years old. 3 weeks away from being 20. I was 19 when I got saved. And I remember men of God that was walking the path. I remember things that they said from years ago before I got saved. And my dad was a pastor. See, don't take for granted that your children are saved just because you are. I had a shop and a lady was dedicated. She brought her children to church on Sunday night, Wednesday. She taught them. And, you know, you would have thought that they understood. And a preacher came and he was talking to one of the middle school age boys, you know. And he said, can you explain to me the way of salvation? And they couldn't do it. And then he did it. Don't take for granted that your children understand what you do. Even, see, children, you, as a parent, you have to teach them. You have to make sure they understand the details. Now, my dad had preached, and my mother, she would teach me scriptures. But I didn't fully understand until my cousin broke it down. My cousin broke down what Jesus came to do. Now, they told me the same thing, but I don't know why I didn't get it when they said it. And I got it when my cousin said it. He broke it down further than they did. But I understood what to do. I thought my salvation was up to God for a very long time. And I used to pray, Lord, I used to pray the children's prayer before they go to bed. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul you'll take. You know? But that's, we have to, our salvation is based on what Jesus did. We got to understand that he died in our place and he rose again to justify us. We have to receive what he did for us. And sometimes I go over it again because people may be tuning in for the first time. Now, God loves you. You're going to die. And you're not supposed to die. It wasn't ever God's intention for men to die. The reason we die is because our ancestor Adam, the first man that God made, he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if you think that sounds silly, it's true. But, and I know that it can sound silly. This is what happened. Now, if you hear the word of God, if you read the story, it'll make sense. Before God made Adam, there was a huge fight. The enemy launched an insurrection against God, which is Satan. But he used to be an angel. And he wanted to take God's place. He started a fight. He started an insurrection. And there were angels that listened to him. And that's why God had to destroy the earth. And then he made man, instead of Lucifer, he made Adam to replenish the earth. See, the earth had a society on it before God made Adam. And this, now, you have to study, you have to, this is a time where you don't have much time left. You're just going to have to believe the word of God if you want to get out of this thing alive. Nevertheless, the Lord had to have a reference. He made trees in the garden. There were two distinct trees. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But he told Adam not to touch that one. And this would prove Adam's sincerity if he would leave it alone. If he would trust God. Adam was in a position just like you are. You got to either listen to what God is saying or you're going to have to listen to what the world is saying to you. Now, Satan speaks through the world system, the pornography, all the evil, the anger, the frustration, the lies, all that come from Satan. But if you live life the way God said do it, you're defying what Satan is up to, and you're agreeing with what God is doing. But if you listen to the world over God, you're defying God, and you're giving your allegiance to the world. Now, Jesus is our only way out. Forget all the other religions that man come up with, because Satan is behind every religion beside Jesus Christ. And even in the Christian church, he caused divisions to happen. So you got a variety of different types of Christian churches. But they're still God's people if they believe on Jesus Christ. Men don't agree like they should. So they break off and start another church. And sometimes it happens because there are tares among the wheat. And tares always cause division and strife. See, people can't learn in strife. The word of God is received in peace. The wisest pastors, they create peace first. Just like the wise, some teachers can teach any child because they know how to create peace. The word is sown in peace, always. But tares, they love power. They love to be mighty, they love to seem mighty, and they love to seem better. They're just like the Pharisees, and they're just like King Herod. That's what Jesus told us to watch out for. And they cause people to deviate because they deviated. And remember, we bear fruit after our type. See, an ordinary man, they can't bear good fruit. An evil tree can't bear good fruit. A corrupt tree can't bear good fruit. A good tree can't produce evil fruit. Now, I know a good plum tree may have a plum that's rotten. That's because some worm got in it. But originally, the plum was perfect. Something happened to the plum. You don't get lemons off of a plum tree. Now, some plums may taste like lemons, but if they get everything they're supposed to, they're going to be sweet. Everything that God made is perfect until the corrupter comes. What are you listening to? What do you give your credibility to? What do you put your stamp of approval on? These are the questions that you have to ask yourself and be honest. Now, the Word of God, if you receive the Word of God and take what God's saying at face value, you're going to get out of this thing alive. Now, Jesus taught the parable of the sower, Mark chapter 4. And he said a lot to his people. Now, I'm going to skip the parable of the sower. I cover it sometime. But today, listen to what Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, verse 23. He said, "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." Please hear. I want you to hear. Verse 24 says, "And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure you meet, you measure it, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. And he that has, because they've heard, he that has, to him shall be given. And he that has not, from him shall be taken away that which he hath." I'm going to break verse 25 down. "For he that hath, to him will be given." You heard the word. You're going to be given more of it. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Don't forget that. Newlivingletters.com. And they're free. Verse 25. "He that hath, to him shall be given. And he that has not, from him shall be taken, even that which he hath." He that hath not are those that don't have ears to hear. And whatever they picked up along the way, that's going to be taken from them. Because they didn't mix faith with what they heard. They didn't receive God's word as truth. They received the world as truth. And if you receive any parts of the world as truth, it will interfere with how you see God. But if you get enough of God's word, you'll see the life of what it is, and you'll have the ability and the desire and the strength to reject it. You can't save yourself. Being good is a good, that's good that you want to be good. But you can't be good without Jesus. Nobody on earth can. All of Adam's children are just like he was after he fell. Now, if Adam had children before the fall, they would be perfect if they stayed perfect. But nevertheless, everybody's got to die because he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And his body won't last 1,000 years. A day to God is 1,000 years. Adam died in 930 years. No man lived on earth more than that. More than 1,000 years. It don't happen. There's two men the Lord took to heaven without them dying. But he took them where he could sustain them. They can't be here and live that long. Now, with God, all things are possible. So don't discount the miracles that he'll do. But he do miracles for those who hear him and in hopes for people that will hear him. Some miracles happen in your life before you know him, because God can do all things. And when he wants to do something unusual, he'll get somebody to believe him. He makes a sovereign decision, then he'll get somebody to believe him so he can carry it out. There are so many prayers went up just to keep me from dying. My parents prayed for me. I did dangerous stuff when I was a kid. I did stuff they don't know about. I almost got killed. But I couldn't get killed because my mother was praying for me. We rode motorcycles. We broke all the rules. We did everything wrong. But she was praying for me. My parents were praying for me. And I come home, I almost got killed. Then I go sit down and be quiet somewhere. Because they were praying for me, I made it. And then, looking back on it, I see the handiwork of God on my life when I didn't have good sense. And the Lord has done the same thing for you. But receive the good that he did. Receive what he did for you. The world will cause you to forget the goodness of God. And that's a tragedy. That shouldn't happen. It doesn't have to happen. God loves us so much, and he wants us to understand his word from glory to glory. Stay on the narrow path. If you were on the narrow path and wandered off, go back. And all you got to do is repent, ask the Lord to save you, ask the Lord to get you back on track. And this time, don't try to do it yourself. Study the word. If I want to make change in my life, I hear what God has to say, and I measure it big. I make sure that I measure it bigger than I used to. I measure it big because I don't trust Thurston, I trust Jesus. That's the trick. The enemy will try to mess you up by causing you to trust your own good efforts. And our goodness is rottenness compared to the goodness of Jesus. You got to trust the blood. You got to trust the blood. You got to trust the blood to get out of this alive. That's the only reason you're going to heaven. It's not because of the people you won to Christ. It's not because of the things that you did. It's not because of the miracles. But the miracles happen because of the blood. That's why you're going to heaven. The blood. That's what the devil's afraid of. And every time he talks to you, say the blood is against you. And I'm against you. Say the blood is against you. And I'm against you too. Because I'm covered in the blood. Jesus paid the highest price to save each and every one of us. And I believe with all my heart that he did for us individually and collectively. God is powerful. He can think of every man that there is. And he loves us so much. Not just the good ones, but the bad ones too. Because he knows that we were born in sin and we ain't got good sense and we need his help. And he did what we... See, when people stand before the Lord on the other side, the Lord, they're going to begin to understand that he did everything he could possibly do for you. He can't make you listen. You got to do that yourself. If you hear the word and believe it, you can escape this tragedy. And the Lord's return is upon us. I don't know if he'll take us before this gets a chance to hit the air, but it's going to be on the website until he returns. Now, I love the Lord our God and King. He makes a way for us to live. He made provisions for you in every situation you have. Not just your salvation, but your way of being, your health, your family. The Lord has provisions already made. You gotta listen to what the word is saying and receive it in your heart and pray for it. And it will happen. You may not be used to it happening. You may be used to the same old things happening. You're going to have to learn to stop being used to tragedy and start learning that God can make adjustments and start a healing process in your life. Now, the kingdom of God comes to us in seed form. We believe first for salvation, hopefully. And some people believe for healing first, and that gets their attention. Then they believe for salvation. Or they believe for some tragedy, and God get them out of it. He get them out of trouble. Then they take a stronger look at the Lord, and they get saved. They believe on Jesus for salvation. See, you don't have to stop at salvation. Heal all of your life. God is able to heal every piece of your life. But start somewhere and mount up. You may not get it all together. There's no pressure on you to. Now, people will make you feel like you're less than everybody else because you got saved, but you're not healed. Or you got saved and you got healed, but you're still poor. Don't be ashamed of your poverty condition. That's going to change. Do what you can do with what you have. Serve God where you are. You can still make a strong difference in the world through praying for others. If you can't work and you're on disability, every time you hear an ambulance, start praying for the people in that ambulance. If you hear a fire truck, start praying for the people that's in need. See, you can serve God where you are. If you got a good pastor, you can pray for him every morning. You may not be able to go to the church and help, but you can pray for every soldier in that church. If you hear, and you know what will happen? Since the Lord can trust you to pray for his people, you're gonna start hearing the problems that people have. God's going to make sure it gets to your ears because he can trust you to pray for others. You can't work. You can't go out of your house no more. Sometimes you can't even go to church, but God's going to cause you to hear the needs of others so because he can trust you to pray for them. He'll wake you up and have you praying in tongues for people. Nobody's going to come and give you money for doing this, but God's going to reward you for your faithfulness that he knows about. Don't do what others do. Do what Jesus leads you to do. And you don't have to tell people all the things that you do. That's between you and Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father. And your testimony is strong. So you don't have to get a report card from man when God gave you the whole kingdom. You just have to learn to access it. And God can bless you financially for doing his spiritual work. But that's not the goal. He's going to reward you anyway. And he's going to, you know, if you're merciful, you're going to reap mercy. If you help others, people are going to help you. It's impossible to do God's work and not be rewarded. But he rewarded us first. We just got to be faithful with what he already gave us. So receiving the word is always the first. That's our first line of defense. Hearing what God said and taking it at face value. And trusting him. with our very life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.